And what kind of game do they play?
They play chase. It's a running game.
They play Lord of the Rings exactly as the book is, about all the adventures, the excitement.
She can play with her blocks, or go throw some rocks, or climb a tree and look at the view.
They're okay. Oh, into the stream.
Climb with the blocks.
The wet.
I'm a big glass.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I wonder what team you can possibly do. I wonder what team you can possibly do. She can play with her blocks, or go throw some rocks, or climb a tree and look at the view. I wonder what team you can possibly do. I wonder what team you can possibly do. I wonder.
I know a secret passage that goes up front. There's two ways to get up.
Well, can you show me?
No, the secret place, and you're not supposed to know. The boys already know. I don't want you to know, too. I don't want everyone in the world to know. You're going to show everyone I know. I don't want Bronwyn to see it. Not yet. Next time when the boys are there, maybe. Because then we'll be chased and we'll have to hide somewhere. The boys won't expect us to know about it.
What do the boys do that's fun, man? What kind of game do they play?
They play chase. They chase us around with worms to put and try and put in our hair. So we run away and we hide. That's why Madeline was hiding, I think.
Yeah, that's why I was hiding. They were trying to put us in the composter. And they put us in the big hole, but we managed to escape.
When he put me into the hole, then... I just ran away.
Although I wanted to have mud around my feet and be rooted like a tree.
Like Uncle Andrew, well, from the Magician's Nephew, the Narnia series. He was running, but they planted him head first, the Narnians. They thought he was a tree. And they planted him head first.
What thing you can possibly do? I wonder. What thing you can possibly do? I see someone's hand, I see someone's hair. I hear someone go peekaboo. I wonder, what team you can possibly do. I wonder, what team you can possibly do. I wonder.
Now you guys push me.
Okay.
Oh, help! Fire's there.
Oh,
pull me back.
Ready?
Yep.
Set. Go.
Go. My turn, remember? You already went, didn't you? Oh. Okay.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Melvin. Come on, swing out on the water like you did when you were four.
Are those ties?
Okay.
Very cool.
Oh, man. my turn.
It's like, look, they're all there.
Oh, into the screen.
Climbing for the ball.
The wet. Moving glass.
I'm getting the wet.
And get yourself dried. Why don't you bask in the sun? Why don't we go bask in the sun?
She looks
round the door, she's trying to wear my shoe. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do. I see someone's hair, I see someone's toe, but I can't guess possibly who. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, what Dina can possibly do.
The play Lord of the Rings exactly as the book is about all the adventures, the excitement, the monsters, the dragons, the ogres, the trolls, the goblins,
and the orcs.
Yeah, and the Nazguls. The ring wraiths, actually. And the Balrogs, Sauron.
We have toy swords.
There's 3 toy swords, 1 toy bone arrow, and 1 toy shield. The sword's basically the only thing we need for it.
That's how I like to sing it.
Vids. When they're fighting, they go, there's this music going, dun 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 dun. And when you see a vid, then you can hear this music going, do 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 do. And when they're angry, they go,
do you play the vid?
We do. We do play vids, but normally it's like that. Sometimes the vids get very mad at each other and go, I don't want to play with you anymore. And they kind of puff their cheeks up when they're trying to blow a balloon, and their cheeks become balloons instead. So anyway, they go, and then bum 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 bum. And so it's so kind of, it's a little funny, because then their cheeks pop and there's their normal cheeks. And sometimes one of the vids are floating in a boat playing something like a guitar, then when they're finished they throw it in the water. You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
No, and if only me, a clock has struck 1 to 3. Now just sing a song with me, no one else. Sing a song of 5 to 10, no one else. Only me, no one else, only me. Add it in, add it in. Beep, beep. That means when you're going down the stairs. Beep, beep. No one else, only me. The car has struck 1 to 3.
So what kind of game is this, though?
It's a running game. Run down the stairs and up the stairs and, you run into a bathroom, then you close the door, then someone rushes in, then you go under the table as fast as you can, squeeze under,
and you hide.
And then when Madeline counts, then you squeeze it the other way and start running, then run up the stairs again, then
hide under the bed or something like that.
Then, and then Madeline hides under the covers. Then I say, nah, for the secret business. Then no one else, only me, the cock of the dark, went to free.
Head and shoulder, baby, one, two, three. Head and shoulder, baby, one, two, three. Head and shoulder, head and shoulder, head and shoulder, head and shoulder, baby, one, two, three. Head and shoulder, baby, one, two, three. Head and shoulder, baby, one, two, three. Head and shoulder, head and shoulder, head and shoulder, baby, one. Knee and ankle, knees and ankle, baby, one, two, three. Knees and ankle, baby, one, two, three. Knees and ankle, knees and ankle, knees and ankle, baby, one. Do it again. Knees and ankle, baby, one, two, three. Knees and ankle, baby, one, two, three. Knees and ankle, knees and ankle, knees and ankle, baby, one, two, three. Ankles and toes, baby, one, two, three. Ankles and toes, baby, one, two, three. Ankles and toes, ankles and toes, ankles and toes, baby, one, two, again. Ankles and toes, baby, one, two, three. Ankles and toes, baby, one, two, three. Ankles and toes, ankles and toes, ankles and toes, baby, one, two, three. One, two, three.
Drop my thumb, pick it up, pick it up. Drop my thumb, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my thumb, pick it up, and put it back with my fingers. I drop my candy, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my candy, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my candy, pick it up, and throw it away in the garbage. Pick, 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 pick it up, pick it up. Pick, 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 pick it up, pick it up. Pick, 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 pick it up, pick it up. Pick a pick a pick a pick it up, pick it up. I drop my apple, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my apple, pick it up, pick it up. And I drop my apple, pick it up, pick it up, and wash it clean in the water. I drop my dolly, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my dolly, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my dolly, pick it up, pick it up, and lay her back in her cradle. I drop my shoe, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my shoe, pick it up, pick it up. Drop my shoe, pick it up, pick it up, and put it with my other shoe. I drop my head, pick it up, pick it up. Drop my head, pick it up, pick it up. I drop my head, pick it up, put it back on my shoulders. Pick, pick, pick it, pick it up, pick it up. Pick, pick, pick it, pick it up, pick it up. Pick, pick, pick it, pick it up, pick it up. Pick a pick a pick a pick it up, pick it up. Pick 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 a pick it up, pick it up. Pick 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 a pick it up, pick it up. Pick 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 a pick it up, pick it up. Pick a pick a pick a pick it up, pick it up.
When you're in the woods, what kind of games do you play?
We just run around and swing out on the rope and there's...
Talk about the rope. What happens?
Well, there's a rope on the other side of the water from the side we go on, but we just have to walk over the bridge, which is actually a fallen tree. We go to a fallen tree or we walk through the water if we have rain boots. And that's how we get across. And then there's a rope on the other side, right on the other side. So you hold on to the rope very tight and you swing out over the water. But every time we do that, someone will get wet. Someone's going to get a wetting. Someone's gonna get wet up to their neck, or at least up to their chest, and have to go home. Or sometimes they don't go home. A lot they go home normally, but sometimes they don't. We have an event. We have adventures in the woods too. We climb mountains and we find new paths. And the sandhills is actually a place where bike riders jump over holes, and they even light a fire sometimes and jump over the professional ones. And the sandhills, well, but when the bike riders aren't there and the fire's not lit, we jump over all the holes, and we also cross the river on a whole bunch of logs that the bike riders must ride over, probably. But people must have made as a bridge to get over there.
That's awesome! Next time, bring
your own shirt. Maybe we can come here every week.
Yeah!
Why not?
With our bathing suits!
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU. I love hunting. And I love playing hide and seek in the woods too. And I love spying on you, like going in your hiding places. But I keep hiding in a tree. But then this is what I did of Daddy. When he was coming across my side, and I quickly went on to another side so he couldn't see me. Then when I was going back, then I just quickly turned around again until he. Said, I smell a little girl. And then he said, I see you, Anne. And picked me up. And then throws me up. And then I
put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air and leave it about a year. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger on your head, on your head. Put your finger on your head, on your head. Put your finger on your head, tell me is it green or red. Put your finger on your head. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose and feel cold and blow. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your shoe, on your shoe. Put your finger on your shoe, on your shoe. Put your finger on your shoe and leave it there too. Put your finger on your shoe. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, that's where the food slips in. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek and leave it about a week. Put your finger on your cheek. Put your finger on your finger, on your finger. Put your finger on your finger, on your finger. Put your finger on your finger and your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger, on your finger. Put your fingers all together, all together. Put your fingers all together, all together. Put your fingers all together, cold and dark, stormy weather. Put your fingers all together.
Oh, Madeline, how about poo sticks? Can you tell me about poo sticks?
Poo sticks. Well, you climb on a bridge. You go onto a bridge, and then you stand up with sticks. You throw them into the water and rush to the other side to see whose stick goes out first. Well, we found it from Winnie the Pooh. And we decided to try it out. So we did, and it worked.
So I'm on Sarah Man. Like, we normally need Mummy. And we follow the person that's chosen as Sarah Man, and we go to the library and violin school and places like that. And we only play it on Tuesday, and we follow Mummy around, and we explore around the library and we play follow the leader around the library after Mummy. And then we make up pretend names instead of Frodo Baggins. Pippin, Token, Mary, Brandybuck. Though in the game we pretend that our names are Thomas and Victor and Robinson Crusoe. Sanderson's. We got Robinson Crusoe from a book. We didn't read it, but it's just from Pippi Longstocking. And Merlin's obsessed with the name, so we put Brahmin in that part for the game because they pretended, because they didn't want anyone to see a wizard that they had never met. No.
Hey, Angus, I don't think you should paddle out too far. You have to think about getting back.
She's watching television. This is a TV. Table, couch. Anyways, this one's good too. Taking the cat out for a walk on the leash. This One is two. The rabbit. Mm-hmm. Going a different way. This is her over cat going another way. Gone fishing. She's gone fishing and she's gone swimming. This is a rock here. Mm-hmm. This is her red bathing suit. These are her feet. And this is all water.
What made you decide to write this story and draw this beautiful picture?
Well, it's kind of like all these books. When I look at them, I feel that I want to do it too, and so I want. And I got this book for my birthday, and it was supposed to be a writing book, but it's a storybook instead. Anyway, well, it's kind of like one of other people's books. I'll tell you about Ginny. She's like kind of rude in the story. And this part, Captain Lion Harry offers to open the door. I didn't really do Scar's really good, but that was a good one. First, this needs to be 9. But I scribbled it out and pretended it was Harry's gum. This was another bit of Harry's gum. Some of Harry Potter characters, like when Ron fell, the chess piece's whole face is green. This was supposed to be the chess piece. I was trying to do it as a horse, but now I know how to do it. That was when I didn't know how to do any horses at all, except for this and this.
Can you tell me a bit more about Sorrow?
Sorrow. Well, she normally has bad dreams, but when she thinks about it and reads a book, she says, I don't like this book. This picture is a good one too. These two babies, one older and one smaller. And so, these are her friends. One with brown hair. The brown-haired one has the smaller baby. The blue-haired one has the bigger baby.
Okay, but so why did you decide to call the girl Sorrow?
Well, because she hates Hogwarts and Eva was the one who decided to do it. And she decided to her mom changing her name to Joy. She got happy and liked Hogwarts. So a bully put her in the mud. Her golden hair and her beautiful black pants were ruined in the soil. As for her knickers, there was holes in them. Her t-shirt was to be in the washing machine for 2 years. As for her shoes, they were stuck in the mud. When she saw the Hogwarts door, her heart started pounding like a grinding stone, pounding some wheat. She was terrified when McGonagall came to take them in. The doors opened at every side.
She was even more frightened.
At the feast. An enchantment came over her.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.